The question in today's gospel of the Good Samaritan is actually two questions. One which starts out beautifully. What do I have to do to be happy? To gain eternal life is the way it's phrased. But really, it's the question that we all want to do. What do I need to be happy? Jesus paraphrases it when he often asks people right before a cure, what do you want? Or you can add, who do you want? Because it's a question upon which our happiness hinges. And it's a question that sometimes lies unanswered and is substituted with a host of stimuli. Because in our society, we substitute contentment and happiness for stimulation. What do I need to get excited? What do I need to have fun? And sometimes, just because we're stimulated, we think we're enjoying life. It's like a monkey putting a nail inside a socket and getting electrocuted, and people say, look at that monkey, must be having a lot of fun, it's moving around a lot. And we sometimes love to move around a lot because our heart is searching the answer for that question. What do I want? And who do I want? The second part of the question of the parable of the Good Samaritan, the guy asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? In other words, what's the minimum I have to do in life to take care of people, to be good in front of the law? Every time God speaks about the law, he says, the original law was written in stone on two tablets. The new law is supposed to be written on the fleshy tablets of your heart. In other words, whenever you have to ask the question, what's the least I have to do? That means you're not happy with your job. You're not happy with your relationship. You're not happy with your situation in life. Because people who are on fire with passion and love for their own life and for what they do, don't ask these questions. What's the minimum? What's the least I have to do for my children? What's the least I have to do for my parents to keep them happy? And that's all I want to do. So answering the question, what do you want? In the scriptures begins with God at the top. Take care of the kingdom of heaven first, and everything else will be given to you. Do you notice that when we begin the Divine Liturgy, the very first thing the priest says is, blessed is the kingdom, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you respond, amen, I agree with that. Take care of your relationship with God and your conscience. If you can close your eyes and be content with what you are as a human being, that's the first step for happiness. Don't look at people who are excited, who are having fun, because sometimes they're running away from the answer to that question, and even from the very question itself. They're too busy getting stimulated instead of asking, what do I really need for my happiness? So ask yourself the question, what more can I give to my parents to make them happy? What more can I give to my God? And when I think of the parish, don't think of your obligations. Don't think of coming here on Sunday. Think of the person next to you. Think of the person over there or over there. Because we're here as people. Pilgrims on the way to heaven. People who have a visa for a short time. And we have an opportunity to take care of our neighbor. So when you pray today, don't just put 2 feet of your own personal space. Open your space wide to God. Be honest with yourself and with your conscience, and seek true happiness where it begins, with God and your conscience. And then you'll be able to say, I can open myself in a relationship to that person because I'm happy with myself, not because I need them. Some people date so long, they marry out of sheer exhaustion. We put in so much time, we might as well get married, we're exhausted. You don't want that. You want to be take care of yourself first. Don't look at people as filling your need, but as people who along with you have a life to share. Don't run away from yourself. Run toward yourself and to God. And then when you show up in a relationship, you'll have someone to give because you'll know who you are and you could answer the question, what do I want? Slava Iisusu Hristu.